Xandy Lacrosse.
Welcome to Cambridge Xandy Lacrosse.
Welcome to Cambridge Xandy Lacrosse.
Good afternoon, Minnesota, and welcome to a beautiful sunny day. It's 70 degrees out here. Beautiful skies. We have a fantastic game today. It's a beautiful Sunday. There's not a cloud in the sky. We're at Irondale High School. We've got parents in attendance. We've got kids ready to play. Oh my gosh, this is the first game of the season. I'm so excited. I am here for you to say something, sir. Where are you from and who do you play for?
Ah!
That is a correct answer. Would anybody like to introduce themselves and who they play
do
for?
It, do it! No, do it! No, do it!
You do it!
No. I play for Ligma!
Might be easier without the mouth guard. What's your name and who you play for?
God name.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm. I play for Pride City.
Pride City. I'm not sure where that is. I heard Pride City. Who do you play for, sir? I believe your name is Oliver. Is that correct?
Say it!
Cambridge Isani.
Cambridge Isani. This is the 12U team, the 16U team. Who is this here today? You guys are huge. You're taller than me. Who do you play for, sir?
Cambridge Isani.
Cambridge Isani. That's what I like to hear.
Anybody else?
Cambridge Isani.
I do not.
So, how many people here has never played lacrosse before?
Well, I have played.
Two? Three?
In a first game.
All right. So, who here is excited for their first ever game?
I'm very excited.
Very excited. Why is that, Drew?
Because I've never played before and I don't know what the experience is like.
Are you about to find out?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's going to be our water boy.
Water boy!
He's in the stands.
Oh.
Water boy.
Hey, at least he's got a jersey on. That means something. Hey, you're on this team no matter what, water boy. How about you today, young lady? Is there something you'd like to say?
Hi, good luck, boys.
Good luck, boys. Who's our starting lineup today? Anybody know? Who here is the face-off specialist?
Introduce yourself, sir.
Cullen.
Why do you like face-offs?
I don't know.
He's a goalie right now.
He's a
goalie. How are you going to play face-off and goalie at the same time? That's incredible.
Multitasking.
This is the kind of team I like to see. Multitasking players. I believe I'd like a quick interview with the coach, if you don't mind. What's your name and what do you do here, sir?
Brandon, I am one of the head coaches.
The head coach?
The head coach. You can call me the head coach.
That's what I like to hear. Does everybody on this team respect their coach? Does everybody on this team respect themselves? Does everyone on this team respect each other? Yeah! That's what I like to hear. What is the message you would like to convey to your team today for their first game ever?
Go out there and have fun. This is all about having fun. It's a fantastic day for a game of lacrosse.
You're not afraid it's too windy?
I am not afraid of the wind. No, we got this.
So every shot that doesn't go in the goal is not because of the wind?
No, if it's me, it's the wind.
Yeah. It's because of the wind.
It's me, it's the wind.
So we'll be watching Easton very closely today to make sure that he scores every goal. And who is this over here to your left?
This is my son, Tristan. He also plays lacrosse. He's on the 14U team.
Tristan, nice to meet you. Are you helping out your father?
No.
That's what I like to hear. That's most kids' answers, so that I think this is going to work out really well.
We do have a player coach on our team. He's been with lacrosse for several years, so that helps out. Getting more of a kid-to-kid interaction sometimes helps, for sure.
Kind of like a peer mentor, somebody to look up to.
Exactly. Yep, they all want to see where they can go from this step. You know, hopefully we get this into the high schools. It'd be fantastic.
That's what I like to see. I know yesterday we had some kids go to the St. Thomas game. Did any of the 12U kids come to the game? I do not think so. Nope. I take that as a solid no. Silence is golden. Oh, we got one. Hey, Tana, you went to the lacrosse game last night. What did you think?
Good.
Good. I like good. Good is a good answer.
Why are you grabbing?
Let's see if we can get anybody else on the mic. Welcome to Cambridge Isani. I believe you are Tana's mom.
Yep, I am.
Why did you sign him up for lacrosse?
This is his second season. He tried it last year, and he really had fun, so he's back.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah, and now I have my 10-year-old on 10U.
So okay.
It'll be her first season.
Is this the only sport that they play?
Nope. Ava does tackle football, and she does...
I believe it. She looks tough.
And she does basketball, And so this will be her third sport. And Tana, this is his only sport.
I believe being a multi-sport athlete is very important these days. Don't want to burn out playing one sport. There's some kids that play this 3 years or three seasons out of the year. It's crazy.
That's what she did for basketball. Last season she did winter and spring basketball. This year she's trying lacrosse. So.
What do you think about lacrosse so far?
Okay.
Would you like to tell the fans your name?
Your mom introduced you. Christina. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Ava Johnson. All right. We love you.
I love audience participation. What do you think your brother's going to do today?
Win the game.
By himself?
No.
Why not?
Because he's my brother.
I think it's also because it's a team sport, you know, you gotta. Well, hello, ladies. How is everybody doing today?
We're good. Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Does this seem silly?
No.
Good. My dad always told me, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
Exactly.
So I'm here to have fun.
Great. Awesome.
I'm here with the Cameron Jessanti Lacrosse Podcast. If anyone's interested.
Nice.
I've got about 4 episodes so far, and this is going to be episode 5.
Good job.
Well, thank you. I like learning about lacrosse. I'm a second-year dad who doesn't know anything, so I'm trying to learn more.
I don't know either. This is my first time, too.
Well, that's fantastic. You're going to sit on the bleachers, or you're going to find yourself a seat on the field?
Nah, I got a chair coming for my daughter. I don't want to sit on those hard bleachers.
I understand. I don't know what else to talk about. But then again, it doesn't have to be talked about all the time. Sometimes I talk too much.
Nah, you can never talk too much.
I'll tell my wife that. I got to get the game.
Right. So, what's our goal for the first game?
Okay.
Have fun.
You know what my goal is? You guys just have fun, right? We're just learning the game. A lot of us haven't played before, right? My goal is to have fun. Now, if we win, that's great, right? But I'm not going to come after you and say, hey, we didn't do well today, right? What do I expect?
Have fun.
We're going to have fun, right? Okay, we're going to try hard, right? We're going to try to win, right? But if we don't, that's okay, right? I want to play all the way through the game, right? I don't want to see anyone quit, right? I want to see character through the whole game, right? Okay? Nobody's throwing a stick, right? No tantrums. Got it?
We're not.
All right. Hey, can you break us down? Right?
Blue Jackets on three. 1, 2, 3,
Blue Jackets!
We've had a wonderful time here sitting on the sidelines, keeping track of score, keeping track of penalties. As of right now, it is halftime for the first game of the 12U Cambridge Jessanti lacrosse team. We are currently losing 2-4, but our spirits are still high, and we are excited for the rest of the game. Go team! This is the Orono coach here with us today. You've so far won 8-4 in your first game. How's that make you feel?
Oh, it feels great. The boys are excited. First game of the season. We're loving it.
This is fantastic. Have you been coaching for a long time?
I have been coaching for a while, yes.
This is our first year. Brandon, our head coach, he was a volunteer dad. So
you guys did fantastic. You guys were battling whole game. Tough opponents. So.
Well, we appreciate you saying that, coach. We hope to keep seeing you. And maybe this will be a rivalry someday.
Sounds good. Love it.
My name is Brian Johnson, by the way.
Garrett Gronberg. Nice to meet you, Brian.
I'm with the Cambridge Jessanti Lacrosse Podcast.
Oh, sounds good.
Try to teach the community about lacrosse and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Well, it's one of the fastest growing sports in Minnesota. The kids absolutely love it. It gets them active, gets them out in the spring doing something that's a lot of fun, and it grows the community. So hopefully you guys can continue to grow yours in Cambridge, and we can continue in Orono as well. So
that's what I love to hear. I appreciate that. Maybe someday we can get on and do a longer interview someday.
Absolutely. We
I know
love that.
You guys have a game later today?
We're done for the day. That was done our second day. One. Yep. So.
All right. Well, congratulations, and congratulations, boys.
Orono, I want to say hi to the podcast.
Hey. Yeah!
I want to say hi to you guys. You want to say hi to your mom or anything?
Hi.
Hello!
Hey, what's up?
Shout out Orono! Orono's very excited about their win today. Congratulations, boys!
Orono! Orono! Orono!
We should never let that player get between us and the goal, right? We don't defend that D in front of him. We got to be behind him, right? Because if he can't get to the goal, is he ever going to score?
No.
No, right? Okay, so don't ever let anyone behind you, okay? Guys, I'm really impressed with that game, okay? All right, what was that? Where'd he go? Easton. I'm going to give you player of the game on that last game, right?
Go Easton.
So, Easton, what I really liked about it is he took his shot and he chased it down, right? He ran after the ball. Excellent hustle, right? I want to see that from everyone, all right? All right, we got new games, new lineup, reset. Everybody's ready to go.
All right, Ryder, Gage, Thor, you're on attack, okay?
I'm coming to you live today from game number two after game number one completed with a 8-4 loss for the Cambridge and Sandy 12U team. And now we are currently playing the Moundsview Irondale 12U team. So far, we are already winning 1-0 because we've got some superstars in the making. Hello, ma'am. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
Who are you here to represent?
Emmett Eitnauer.
Is that Cambridge or is that?
MVI.
MVI.
Lightning.
How long has your grandson been playing lacrosse?
5 years.
So we've got a lot of first-year players. Does MVI have a lot of first-year players?
They have some on this team, yes.
Is it very noticeable with your son Emmett versus the other kids?
No.
What does lacrosse mean for your family?
Fun watching their games.
That's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
My dad always said, if you're not having fun, why are you doing it?
There you go. Yep.
Anybody else? Are you here to support your brother, sir?
Yeah.
And why are you not on the field?
Because I'm 10U, not 12U.
Oh, but at least you play lacrosse. That's important.
Yeah.
Are you a first year?
No.
Are you a second year?
Yeah.
Are you a third year?
No.
Are you a fourth year?
No.
Are you a five? Do you think you're better than your brother?
I have no clue. He plays defense, I play offense.
Well, that just means that you can get around him easily, right?
Maybe.
If you get around him, that means you're better than him, right?
I don't know if I can get around him.
Practice makes perfect. Thank you, sir. Is anybody else interested in being on a podcast? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You were volunteered. How's it going, sir? So today I'm here with a gentleman, and I don't know your name, but I need you to introduce yourself.
Dominic.
Hello, Dominic. Are you here watching somebody in particular?
Yeah.
What's your brother's name?
Nolan.
Is he doing a great job? I would be Tristan. He's already been on the mic, and he might swear a little bit. Do you play lacrosse, Dominic?
Yeah.
What team do you play for?
Cambridge.
So you're 14U.
Yeah.
That means I'm your assistant coach.
Yep.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Why are you so, yeah?
I don't know.
Okay. Why does microphones make you nervous?
I don't know.
Me neither. I'm going to get something. There's going to be something really good in this podcast episode. That was a head shake. If you can't see it in the podcast. Thank you, Dominic, for being here. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow in practice. If I make you run laps, it's not because I'm mad at you. It's just because you're not talking.
Okay.
Sounds good.
You will talk as much.
You got to be vocal, bro. You got to tell your team where you at. All right, I guess I'm going to walk away. Trash talk the field, Dominic. Go, Nolan! Oh, yeah, he's in the penalty box. My bad. All right, so you're here watching from the sidelines.
Yeah. But you're not coaching.
No.
What would you do if you were the coach?
I'd tell Nolan he's dumb.
That's rude. I don't think people should say that to people.
It's fine. He's my stepbrother. I'm allowed to.
Oh, that's good. Family comes first.
Yep.
Do you wish that you were in the game right now?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm sleepy.
Oh, you should have had a Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings.
I don't like Red Bull.
Me neither. It's gross.
I prefer Monster.
Me too. I like Monster. Monster makes you go woo. Do you go woo?
No.
That's too bad. I'm going to go sit back down now and enjoy the game.
Yeah, okay.
Good talk.
Yep.
All right, Cambridge S. Sandy. Looks like we're down. Halftime, score is 3-2. What do you think of the game today so far?
It's all right. Second game's definitely been better. We started to figure it out. We're working as a team. We've definitely got to work on scooping and passing, though.
Do you have any in-game coaching skills that you would pass on to your players right now?
We got to be looking for the open guy. We get one or two people that can draw those extra man, and then they just can't finish off with a pass, right? Get the extra guy on them, and they just get shut down.
That's good. I like it. It's time to get back in the game. Let's go, boys. We got this. Pardon me, sir. Mind if I get an interview quick?
Oh, can I?
How do you feel about today's game?
It was really nice. It was fantastic. It's good to see some familiar faces, and I'm really glad that Cambridge Asante came down today. It was really good. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we really appreciate having you here. Have you been a referee for a while?
No, this is my first season.
First season? Like, wow, you did a great job today. How does it make you feel? Is this your first game ever?
No, this is not my first game ever. This is probably my fifth or seventh game.
Well, congratulations. You seem like you were really stuck with the kids, and you didn't get tired out. That's good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the travels. Have safe.
Have a great day. How do you feel about today's game, Brandon?
We had a fantastic game. The kids all had fun, so that was the biggest part of it. They did great.
Was it eye-opening?
It was eye-opening for some of them. I think the amount of stamina it's going to take for them to play all game, some of them felt it at the end, for sure.
Especially since, like, every game is going to be a doubleheader.
Yeah, every game is going to be back-to-back, so that's a big part of what we'll work on, for sure.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, have a good
one. Thanks. Hey, sir, how's it going today? How do you feel about today's game?
It was a lot of fun. Kids worked hard, played two-way. First games of the season.
Was there a lot of nerves?
I think a lot of nerves. We have a lot of new guys who haven't played before or coming up from 10U. But they're starting to figure it out. We're working more as a team every minute or two.
Every practice helps.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Dan.
Dan, you're the head coach of the Moundsview team?
Yes, I am.
You did a great job today.
Well, thank you very
much. I'm Brian Johnson. I'm with the Cambridge and Sandy Lacrosse podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm also like a 14U assistant coach. Okay. So I'm just here to learn and have fun.
Okay.
I'm just a volunteer dad, so I appreciate you being here. Thanks, Dan, for being here. Best of luck with the rest of the season, okay, coach?
Thanks, you too. Take care. Bye.
Blue Jackets on three. One, two, three. Blue Jackets!